you know, this is a time of year where people talk so much about chemistry this and chemistry that and blah, blah, blah. So much of that is overblown. You know, what it comes down to is communication. Can you be on the same page? Can you do what is called first and foremost? And that's what I love about Art's offense. It's a very creative offense. We've spent a lot of time together talking through concepts and ideas and philosophy and different things and just really enjoying that relationship and excited to see how it looks out there week one.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. A cooler night in St. Louis. Game time temp will be in the low 70s. That's fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services for the Pirates and Redbirds. Aaron Rodgers on team chemistry being overrated from his visit on Mad Dog Radio with Adam Schein Monday for a long sit-down interview. We do have some Steelers news here to go over in the last few minutes. Compliments of Mark Cabali. Will Howard is going to the short-term IR. So is rookie corner, who we didn't see all training camp and preseason, seventh-round pick Dante Kent. That means they'll miss a minimum of four games. It could be more. Could be longer than that. The guys who are getting picked back up to take their spots, Chuck Clark. He had his locker at Steelers headquarters at the practice facility. They never made him hand in his playbook or anything like that, so it was a paperwork move. It was also a paperwork move for Max Sharping, the backup offensive lineman. Now, this is kind of getting into Steelers minutia a little bit, so I won't go too heavy on this. But the thinking there is that their primary backup tackle, guy that plays every position, Calvin Anderson, is hurt and might not be available for week one. So they needed or wanted another offensive line body. So that's why James Pierre stays on practice squad and this guy ends up making the team. As far as other offensive linemen go, they were rumored to bring in Dalton Reisner, a guard, for a free agent visit a few days ago. He signed with Cincinnati. He is not allowed a sack in 2 years. He didn't commit a penalty last year. Went 10 games after he returned from injury. Did not commit a penalty or allow a sack at right guard. He now heads to Cincinnati to help protect Joe Burrow.
Objectively, don't like that for the Steelers in the division, and I'm not going to make it sound like bringing in one interior offensive lineman suddenly changes the calculus, but that makes the Bengals better. It makes their offensive line deeper and better.
Yep.
And the more that Joe Burrow spends the season upright with time to throw,
yeah,
the worse it is for the Steelers and everyone else in the division.
All right, one more Cabali bomb. He tweeted this.
Why don't we call him a kabam?
A kabam. A cabal?
No, you can't call that a cabal, because then it's like people would think that that's like a shady organization of people.
A kabam.
Yeah.
Cabal is also a character in Mortal Kombat.
Why does your voice sound so bad right now?
Yeah, you sounded like RFK Jr. for a second.
Sorry, let me rephrase.
Yes.
Cabal was also a character in Mortal Kombat.
Charlie, this is not the first time you've worked in radio. This is not your opening day, your first day on the job. You know that your voice needs to be functioning properly to talk on the air, and you came on the air and just went...
You sounded very briefly like a garbage disposal guy.
What happened? Were you eating something?
No,
was that like a phlegm in the throat situation?
Yeah, it was one of those I didn't prepare myself to speak, and then when I opened my mouth...
I gotta tell him about Cabal!
I thought you were doing a Cabali impression, is what I thought you were
doing. If I was doing that, I would have fallen asleep back here.
All right.
Anyway.
Cabali bomb. Kabam. As of right now, writes Cabali, the Steelers are not pursuing any wide receiver in free agency or a trade. They wanted Marquez Valdez-Scantling on the practice squad, but he signed with San Francisco due to injuries to San Francisco's wide receiver room. Brandon Ayuk is going to start the season on the IR. Says the Steelers are content going into the season with Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. Whether you agree with the logic or not, it sounds like our buddy Donnie's landlord, who said maybe they just think they truly need one wide receiver to run the offense the way they want it, and it's more of a hedge against injury, is how they actually feel.
I don't agree with Donnie's landlord, and I have no issue or qualm or quarrel with him. I think that this is what happens when...
Everyone says no, and you can't get it done.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I was letting you walk down that road.
The Raiders were asking for too much. They don't feel like they need to trade Jacoby Myers. They'll only do it if it's a want move, where it's such a good trade. They can't say no to it. The Steelers don't want to meet that asking price.
And then
price.
They got spurned by MVS, who went somewhere else.
Right. So now it's, you know what?
We didn't need this anyway.
We like Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson to begin with. I feel like for as many good things as I think Omar Khan has done, I think his process as Steelers GM has been pretty good here. And because I know how much power Mike has, I have to give him some credit too for their approach to things over the last couple of years together. But this is just, it's just incredible to me that 2 years in a row, they could allow for the same thing to happen, where they enter the season with question marks galore at what has turned into a very, very important position in football. Quarterback is one.
Tackle and edge rusher.
And then the next three are tackle, edge rusher, and wide receiver.
And probably corner. So it's the it's now every the game is played on the edges. It's do you rush the passer well? Do you stop the pass rusher? And do you run have wide receivers who are productive and have people who can stop them? That's the game.
And I get it. You have a cap sport, so you can't be great at every position. You're also paying your quarterback $13 million. You took advantage of that when you traded for DK Metcalf, but you gave some of that back when you rightfully traded away George Pickens because you didn't want to deal with that headache. Unfortunately, when you did that, though,
you reopened a hole.
Yes. Where was your plan for that decision? Like, okay, if we're going to get rid of George because we just think it's addition by subtraction, who is going to fill these shoes? And don't tell me when they made the DK Metcalf trade, they thought to themselves, we don't really need George anymore because we think Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson are up for the
job.
We
have Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson in a trench coat. They'll be perfect. Just as tall as
Roman
George.
Wilson had an up and down camp. He had some really good moments. He had some PP poor ones. He flashed in the preseason. All of that is 100% true. And Calvin Austin got hurt. And so we don't know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I think, likes Calvin Austin. I think he sees some things in Austin in terms of big playmaking downfield that get him excited as a quarterback. But to be a reliable number two wide receiver who has 800 yards, thereabouts, I don't see it in him.
They have one guy. And then they are hoping in something, I think, and wishing for something now because they haven't gotten any of these guys they've taken a swing at yet that I don't think they've earned the benefit of the doubt or close to it on, which is they'll have the one guy who they think is a 1,000-yard receiver set it in stone, and that out of Wilson, Austin, Freiermuth, Smith, and maybe throw in Jalen Warren as like your main, and Gainwell, that they will cobble together what looks like a reliable and somewhat dynamic second collective option, if you know what I'm getting at here. But why should a Mike Tomlin coach team at the core here be given benefit of the doubt that they'll take about six players, two from each of those other pass-catching positions, and come up with a very clever offense? I don't believe it till I see it.
Well, I don't really think the initial plan was to have a clever offense. I think the plan for a while has been, let's play great defense, run the ball, and not turn it over. You've got two out of those three things you'd like to think. You know Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over a lot, and your defense should be great based on who's in it and how much you pay for it. The running thing is a massive question. You've got offensive linemen, at least... You've got really three new starters on the offensive line with Jones moving to left tackle, Fautanu having not played last year, and McCormick joined the party late last season.
Yep.
So 3/5 of your offensive line are new, and you've got a new running back who I like, but I also do not think that Jalen Warren is the type of running back where if there aren't holes there, he's going to do it on his own. He's not Saquon Barkley. He's not Bijan Robinson. Christian McCaffrey.
Even Saquon didn't do it on his own. When he didn't have anywhere to run in the Giants, right. He wasn't the Saquon Barkley we saw last year. You need a good line. It's very much established canon that much more important to having a good running game is having a good line than a great individual back. That's just a fact. We've gotten some YouTube responses here. Our friend Jory Rans Taint, he is comfortable with wide receiver two right now. It seems that there is an obsession that is a bit much. Conversely, Turd Samich thinks, with the combination of Rodgers' high-level brain and TJ's big contract, the Steelers are set. It's all good. I think that one's pretty sarcastic, Pony.
Yeah.
As usual, the chat contains multitudes here. We also are getting ripped by a guy named Mugwamp.
Oh no.
I think I've met him before. He likes the show, but then when he messages the show, he tells us how bad we suck.
Okay, what is he?
Do you guys know who was good at acquiring wide receiver talent? Colbert, who you goons consistently rip on.
Goons?
Goons. Tomlin reserves that word for T. Higgins and T. Higgins only.
He's right.
A big goon out there.
You're right, Molly Whopper.
Mugwamper.
Malzy, who is a North Catholic alum just like Kevin Colbert, can't wait to come on the air
and rip him
and tear the guy to ribbons.
I mean, we've established that he drafted a couple really good ones in successive drafts and drafted Juju several years
later. Yes, I don't think you
later.
Need to explain yourself because most everybody agrees with you except Molly Whopper, whatever his name is.